To discuss an innovation in education, let's start this podcast by the following questions. Have you ever thought about a tool that you can use throughout the entirety of the research life cycle? A tool that access to all digital notes you have ever made on the web, private, public, or in a group? Is there a way you can use to filter, search, and explore in the creation, submission, revision, collaboration, a process you could ever use for deep thinking? Welcome to Hypothesis Annotation World.
In 1945, a scientist, Vannevar Bush, dreamed of an early web and a browser that would connect the world's information. 50 years later, in 1992, Mark Henderson and Eric Bina built collaborative annotation into MOSIC. During that time, Mark Henderson was an undergraduate student and part-time assistant at the University of Illinois, so he was able to use and become very familiar with the internet and the web. However, most of the available browsers were expensive, so they turned it off. It was difficult for anyone other than academics and engineers to use the web. Over the next 20 years, more than 50 projects tried to bring this vision back to life. But they were hindered by early technologies, short-term thinking, a lack of control of spam, and poor design. A small group of dreamers started by asking, why couldn't we improve it? They imagined an updated revolution with a new capability and material over the web based on open standards, controlled by internet citizens instead of website owners, with the vision of serving all humanity. They imagined the ability to point and sell anything, pages, pictures, documents, videos, and even data. The ability to contribute a person's own thinking anywhere without restriction, even when the comments were disabled. The ability to link into, share ideas, and preserve these links and connection forever. They called it open annotation. Out of this dream, a non-profit web called Hypothesis were formed to bring this vision forward, working with others around the world to build software and services. These dreamers and vision created a clear and effective innovation where comments are free and peers can evaluate each other.
What is the purpose of using Hypothesis in education?
To enable a conversation over the world's knowledge, to collaborate with experts, educators, and learners around the world, to have access to many articles in different subjects, and explore annotation that were made by others. Not only that, but also users can get back to their works at any time without concerns about losing their previous works.
So, how to apply Hypothesis in education?
As educators in today's education, we seek to improve the 21st century skills and develop the capabilities of a student to meet these skills. Hypothesis is a way that helps educators to discuss course readings with their students collaboratively, so they can annotate questions, explanations, opinions, and creative writing. It's helpful to students who want to learn through visuals, students who like to doodle when taking notes. It also enables community feedback during peer review. Not only that, but also educators and researchers from different countries can work together to share their ideas and visions about recent and future projects. Finally, Hypothesis is an innovation that includes the 4 C's skills: creativity, critical thinking, communication, and collaboration.
Does innovation exist in today's schools? How can innovation improve education?
I believe that education is the foundation of our growth. What and how we learn in school determines who we become as individuals and our success throughout our lives. It informs how we solve problems, how we work with others, and how we look at the world around us. In today's innovation economy, education becomes even more important for developing the next generation of innovators and creative thinkers, using innovative teaching methods to better serve students and to teach them about the benefits of innovative thinking is an important strategy to give learners the chance to become innovators.